with a single speaker wrapped in plastic, two microphones, and a number of backup dancers, around 30 people stood in the rain singing. It's a little hard to hear the song, so here's Maureen Longworth reciting her version.
Governor Walker, I'm aware of what you do. After we voted for you, you signed on the amicus brief against marriage equality. There's time before you spend money causing us pain and hurt. Think it over. We gave our trust to you.
At the end of the five-minute performance, Longworth asked everyone participating and watching to
call Governor Walker and ask him to stop in the name of love and have all your family and friends do the same.
Longworth is referring to the state's appeal to the federal court decision that legalized same-sex marriage in Alaska. Governor Sean Parnell's administration initiated the appeal, and it's been carried forward by Governor Walker's administration. Longworth and others singing also want the state to withdraw from the amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court defending gay marriage bans. Kimberly Crawford, who voted for Walker, has been doing exactly what Longworth is asking people to do.
I've called him several times, emailed him. I mean, it's unacceptable in my opinion.
Have you gotten any reaction?
None. Not even a response.
Kimberly married Marguerite Crawford in 2013 in Connecticut, and their marriage was recognized in Alaska last October when same-sex marriage became legal.
We had our first marriage, what we consider a real marriage, August 4th, 2012, in the courtyard here. Since we couldn't get married inside the courthouse, we were married outside.
Marguerite Crawford hopes the singing and dancing will send a message to the governor and attorney general.
It's a good, lighthearted way to say, they are breaking our hearts by denying us the equality that other community members receive.
A governor's spokesperson says the governor respects the separation of power from the attorney general. The issue of withdrawing the state same-sex marriage appeal or from the amicus brief is up to the attorney general. Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills says the Department of Law doesn't plan on withdrawing from either. In January, the Walker administration asked to hold the appeal. Mill says it's prudent to wait for the Supreme Court decision.
We haven't done any work on the case. We have been waiting until the U.S. Supreme Court makes its decision. And the Ninth Circuit granted that stay to wait and see what happens.
Mill says since the stay was issued, no money has been spent on litigation. She also said signing onto an amicus brief is a routine department function and didn't result in additional costs. As of Tuesday morning, the Department of Health and Social Services reports there have been 134 same-sex marriages in Alaska since it became legal on October 14th. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.